Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed. We are holding on the bottom of daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, and we're going to start again. We're going to backtrack a little bit. We're going to start again from 7 lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Hahuda Amle Lechavre. What we're going to have through today's daf, the entire daf, is stories that happened where there were disputes over a person's chazaka. We're going to have 6 cases that all begin with Hahuda Amle Lechavre, with actual episodes that occurred that demonstrate a number of halachas. So first we're going to discuss whether we trust the chazaka when the Marakama claims to have lived there during that entire time. I was in the Bayis HaPnimi the entire time. We're going to quote a stira, a double stira between the Shitos of Rava and the Shita of Rav Nachman in that regard. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether chazaka works when the owner is too far away to have heard about the chazaka, so he was unable to make a macha because he claims he didn't hear about the chazaka. So we're going to have a story like that. Then the Gemara is going to have a few stories where the claim is made that the machzik bought the land from somebody who was not the owner of the land. Someone comes in as Ma'ara, says, "What are you doing to my land?" He says, "What do you mean? I bought it from Reuven." Reuven? Who's Reuven? He has no right to this land. So we're going to discuss a number of cases that involve different details, but with that basic framework. So let's begin. Hahuda Amalei Lechavrei, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page, on Chav Tes Amid Beis. Hahuda Amalei Lechavrei, my bayis by Beisa. Someone says to his friend, "What are you doing in this house?" Amalei, Minach Zvinte, V'chal Shnei Chazaka. What do you mean? I bought it from you, and I already have a Chazaka on this house. Amalei, B'shchu He says, "Well, I was already on the inside of the house the entire time, and therefore you never really were able to have a chazaka because I was there the entire time." As Rashbam points out, that's where I lived as my primary residence. And I would always walk through the outer area of the house, and I would use the outer area of the house with you because I'm such a nice guy. I would let you use my house together with me. I didn't think I had to make a macha. I was mamish living in my house the entire time. Why would I have to make a macha on such a thing? If you look at Tosos, Peshchunik Avay Avay Vavili says Tosos Vavili Derech Alecha V'nirali Shahayilo Edim Shaya Peshchunik Avay. Tosos says you have to add a detail over here that he had witnesses that this in fact is true, that he was Peshchunik Avay. The only thing the witnesses didn't know was how he would exit the house. Because if there were no Edim that he was actually there in the inner sections of the house, then how could Rav Nachman Paskin, as we're about to see, Rav Nachman Paskin, that the machzik, the one who claims to have developed the chazaka on this house, has to clarify his claims and prove the other guy wrong? The other guy's got nothing. He doesn't have edim, so it has to be that the other guy does have edim, that the marakama has edim. Da'atu yeshlam le'edi chazaka leida. Do you think the Edim of the Chazaka have to be able to testify that nobody else was there for all 3 years? That the guy was never there? No, that's not his responsibility. What? Because the Marakama comes and says, "Oh, in the last 3 years, there were 2 days that I was living in that." It doesn't have to be all 3 years. 2 days, as long as I'm able to knock away from your 3 full years of chazaka. So I could say I was there for just 2 days, and that's going to ruin the whole chazaka. So what, the Edei Chazaka have to know about every single day, not just that the machzik was there, but that the marakama wasn't? That can't be, says Tosos. It has to be that the fellow who's coming and claiming that he was b'shchunig avayi has to have edim that support such a claim. So anyway, so this is the case that someone, Reuven, is machzik in a bayis. Shimon says, "What are you doing in my house?" Reuven says, "What do you mean? I have a chazaka." Shimon says, "Well, I was there the whole time also. I was in the inner chambers of the house." Asel kamed Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Amalei zil bror achilascha. Rav Nachman says, "You have to bring edim that you lived in that house alone for 3 years without anybody else with you." That is how Rashbam understands. Amalei Rava. Hachidina Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. Rava says, no, you don't have to go prove that no one else was there with you. You are now muchzuk in the house. If someone wants to take that house away from you, let him prove that you're not the owner of the house. Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. Let the Ma'ara bring a raya that he actually was there. Again, this is how Rashbam understands that there weren't already Edim that he was there. So says the Gemara, V'rami D'Rava D'Rava, V'rami D'Rav Nachman D'Rav Nachman. We're going to ask a double stira. Rava contradicts himself in a different case, and Rav Nachman contradicts himself in a different case. Now keep in mind, who paskin like who? Rav Nachman was the one that said that we're going to paskin like the Ma'arer, and like the Marakama, and Rava is the one that says that we're going to let the Lokeach, the person who claims to have bought it, we're going to let him keep it. So the case where they're sos to each other is that who damele lechavrei? You have a case of a person said to his friend, "Kol nichse de bei bar sisin mazvin alach." All of the properties of Bar Sisin I am selling to you, as Rashbam points out. Klomar kol osan karkos shekanisi may also adam sheshmo Bar Sisin. I'm selling you all the land that I bought from a certain fellow whose name is Bar Sisin. So that's all he told him, but he didn't identify specifically which lands are the Nichse Debe Bar Sisin. He just said, I'm selling you all the lands that I bought from Bar Sisin. So Havi Ahi Ara Davi Mikri Debe Bar Sisin. There was a certain property that was called Bay Bar Sisin. Amalei Halav Debe Bar Sisin He Verkoyuhu De Mikri Debe Bar Sisin. And he said, look, that wasn't included in the sale because that in fact is not something that I bought from Bar Sisin. It just happens to be that it has the title of Debe Bar Sisin. Sometimes you'll have a property that will be named after its original owner or something, and they sell it, but they keep the name of the original owner on the property or whatever. So over here he says, look, this is the title doesn't match the reality over here. It's called Debe Bar Sisin. Maybe it's similar to the lands of Debe Bar Sisin. So for whatever reason, it's called Debe Bar Sisin, but it's not really. So the Lokeach is saying, no, you told me you're selling me all the Nichsei Debe Bar Sisin. This has to be included. Everyone knows this is Nichsei Debe Bar Sisin. The Mocher says it's not reality. The reality is that it's not Nichsei Debe Bar Sisin. It just happens to be a title, an empty title that land has. Asul Kamed Rav Nachman. So they went to Rav Nachman for a psak. Ukma biyadu de lokeach. Rav Nachman said the lokeach is correct. He gets to keep this land that is the Bay Bar Sisin, that is called the Bay Bar Sisin. Amrle Rava dinachi hamotzi mechaver olav haraya, that the mocher is the muchzak in the karka, and therefore the mocher is the one who should be able to keep the land. Says the Gemara kasha de Rava ad Rava. Kashad Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. It's a double stira, because over here Rava's paskining like the Mocher. In our previous case, Rava paskined like the Lokeach, that if the Mocher wants to say he was Bishchuni Gavai, let him bring the Raya, and Rav Nachman is the reverse. Now Rabbeinu Yonah writes, when it says Kol Nichse Debe Bar Sisin, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's Dafka talking about a case where he said Kol Nichse Debe Bar Sisin, but if he would have just said Nichse Debe Bar Sisin without the word Kol, then all he would have to sell him, all he would have to give him is two lands, as long as it's a plural. It's Nichsei Debe Bar Sisin. And the Rabbeinu Yonah adds that even if you're not goreis the word kol, you have to say that the case is still talking about Dafka, where he actually said the word kol. Even if you're not goreis it in the Gemara, it's just the Gemara doesn't have to be ma'arich b'sipur ama'asim. It doesn't have to tell us unnecessary details that are obvious. He says that's an obvious detail over here, that it said the word kol. But then Rabbeinu Yonah quotes others who say that when you say the lashon of nechasim, that includes all nechasim, and you don't actually have to say the word kol. But bottom line is, we're asking a stira within Rava, a stira within Rav Nachman. One of the Achron of the Pnei Aryeh raises the question, why aren't we miyashev that by Nichse de Bebar Sisin, Rava holds that the Kona has to bring a Raya, because the Mocher has a Tainus Bari that he did not sell this land. I know what land I intended to sell you, and this land was not included. The Lokeach has no idea. The Lokeach is coming with a Tainus Shema, that you said the Bevar Sisin, so I assumed you meant this land. I can't know what was in your head. I can't know that for sure you meant this land. So that's a case of a Bari Vishema. He can't know for sure what the Kavan of the Mocher was. And by Bari Vishema, maybe that's what Rava holds. Hamel Tzimecha Vera Lavaraya. But by Shchuna Gavai, where they both Taina with Taina's Bari, maybe Enochinami Alama Arela Haviraya. So why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? So that's not really such a kasha, because the answer to the kasha and Rava that the Gemara actually does give is about as strong an answer as you possibly can. What's the whole stira we're asking in Rava? How come in one case he paskins like the lokeach, in the other case he paskins like the mocher? In the original case, a guy's been living there for 3 years, and we give him that psak. We tell him, okay, you've been living there for 3 years, let someone else prove that it's not yours. And in the other case, by the Bei Bar Sisin, we say that, okay, the mocher, you've been the one that's always been muchzak in this karka, so you get to keep this karka. It's very simple why that's not a stira. Rava even uses the same words in both Piskei Halacha. De Rava, ad Rava lo kasha, hasa mocher koi b'nichsei, hachalokeach koi b'nichsei. Rava's working with a single principle throughout, and that is, Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. We're simply looking at who is the muchzak in the karka right now. In the first case, clearly the lokeach was the muchzak in the karka. He was there for 3 years. In the second case, it was the mocher who was the muchzak in the karka. So the stira in Rava is not a stira at all. What about the stira in Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman nami lo kasha. The stira in Rav Nachman is also not a stira. Hasam kiven damerle debay bar sisin umikri debay bar sisin ale didei rami legluye delav debay bar sisin he. Since he told him he's selling him debay bar sisin, and everyone calls this debay bar sisin. So if that's the case, he's going to have to prove that it's not debay bar sisin. The mocher is going to have to prove that it's not debay bar sisin, because of course it's natural that the lokeach would assume, and that everyone would assume, that this is included in the sale. You told him you're selling him Debei Bar Sisin, and you actually have this land that everyone calls Debei Bar Sisin. Aval hacha lo yehi ela denakit shtara. But over here, in our case, where it's not the case of Debei Bar Sisin, the case where the guy's been there for 3 years, and then the original owner says, yeah, but I was in Bati Gavai, I was in the inner rooms of that house, and I had a derech, I was walking through the outer rooms the entire time. So let's say it wasn't chazaka that the fellow had, that the lokeach had. It was an actual shtar, which is even stronger than chazaka. So if you have a shtar, and someone comes and is ma'arer again, the shtar, so what do you have to do? Milo amrin le kayem shtarcha v'kum b'nichsei. Don't we tell him you have to be mekayem the shtar? So now you have to be mekayem, your chazaka. That's all Rav Nachman is saying. That just like a person who had a shtar would have to be mekayem the shtar, you have a chazaka, you have to be mekayem your chazaka. Excuse me. The Rabbeinu Yonah raises a question. How is this a response to Rava's Taina? Rava Taina that the Lokeach who's in the Karka for 3 years is already considered the Muchzak. Why is that similar to someone who's holding a shtar that was not Niskayim B'chosmav? I mean, a shtar that's not Niskayim B'chosmav is a weakened shtar. If you've been there for 3 years in the Karka, that is a strong Chazaka. So it's true, you want to say, look, a shtar is always better than a Chazaka. Yeah, a good shtar is better than a good Chazaka. But a shtar that's not Niskayim is not better than a good Chazaka. So Rabbi Yonah suggests that since he's holding a shtar in his hand, in the Torah, the din is that Eidim Achsum al Shtar or Kamish Nechre Edusan Bebezdin. So he goes to the field with this shtar. He's considered to be muksuk in the field more than a person who's been there for 3 years without a shtar, and without Eidim that the Ma'ar was with him in the Medina Midraban, and they were just choshish that Shema the shtar is mezuyaf, and we're now, he's therefore not so muksuk in the field until you're Makayim the shtar, even al pi din Torah. He's absolutely called a muchzuk in the karka, but still, because of an iruur, someone has a claim, so we then come with a chashash mezuyaf. And we don't say that it's the ma'arer's job to bring a raya that the shtar is mezuyaf, because the ma'arer was the original marakama, he was the original person who was muchzuk. So if the ma'arer claims that you shouldn't listen to the chazaka, so just like we have a din midrabanan, that even though the shtar on the daraisa level is glot, it's 100% good because the the Edom are commissioned achrei dusim beizin dami. Nevertheless, we give the ma'arer that power to question the shtar. So too, when it comes to chazaka, we give him the power to question that chazaka. And that's the dimyon between the shtar that's einam mekuyam and the chazaka, because we have to keep in mind that a shtar she'einam mekuyam is not such a weak shtar. On a daraisa level, it's a very strong shtar. It's the Rabbanan made it like a weak shtar, so we could do the same thing to a chazaka. Next case, Ahuda Amalei Lechavrei. A guy says to his friend, "My bayis b'hai besa, what are you doing in this house?" Amalei minachs vintei v'chalti shnei chazaka. I don't know what you're talking about. I bought it from you, and I now have a chazaka in it. So what do you mean, what am I doing in this house? Amalei b'shukei b'ra'i havai. He says, "Well, I didn't know you've been living in my house. I was very far away. I was out at the markets in a distant place, and I had no way of knowing that you were being machzik in my house." So Amalei, the person who was machzik, the lokeach, says, "Va'isli sadi dekol shasa va'asas sasin yomi. I have witnesses that every year that I was machzik in this house, you were home for 30 days. You were back in town for 30 days. And you didn't stay in the house, but you were back in town for 30 days. So there's no way that you didn't hear about the fact that I was being machzik in your house." Amalei, "Tlasin yomi b'shukai ha'vitaridna." He says, "Yes, I was home for 30 days, but all those 30 days I was busy in business. I was busy in the markets. I couldn't do anything about it." That it happens sometimes that over a 30-day span that a person is back in town, he's so tarred in the shuk. What does that mean? So tarred in the shuk, so he can't do what? So he wouldn't have heard about the fact that someone's machzik in the house? Or he would have heard, but he wouldn't have made the macha? Or he would have heard and made the macha, but the people who hear about the macha are so busy doing business with him that they wouldn't get the word back to the machzik, so it would be like a macha that never gets back to it. What exactly does that mean? So says Rashbam, "B'shukai avitarinna limchar scharasi v'litvos acheres v'lo yadati shata dar bebesi. I had no idea you were living in my house." Rashbam points out, what you have to say is that he had somewhere else to stay. It would be very suspicious if he rents a hotel room. If he goes to a hotel during those 30 days, "You have a house here. Why would you go to..." It must be that he has multiple homes in the neighborhood, and he was staying at one of the other homes in the neighborhood, not at this house. V'yesh mefarshim b'shukai avtarina v'loyali p'nai limchos afli sheyadati. But then the Rashbam says a yesh mefarshim that it's that I didn't have time to make a macha'a, even though I was perfectly aware of the fact that you were in my house. But the Rashbam says ve'eno nira be'enai, I don't think that that's correct. I think it makes much more sense to say that he actually didn't know that the other person was being machzik in his house. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that when he went to the shuk with his schora and he was so busy with that, so that's why he couldn't make a macha. Sounds like it's not because he didn't hear. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like he holds that he heard about the chazaka, he just didn't have time to make a macha, which again is the shita that the Rashbam rejects. But that's the shita of the Rabbeinu Gershom in general. When you have a rishon that says, and don't say like this, it's because somebody says like that. So that's Rabbeinu Gershom says like that. Now the Achronim are medayik. Why is it that he has to say that he was in this faraway land? He could have just said the second reason, that I was tarred b'shuk. What, for 3 years you were tarred b'shuk? He doesn't have to be tarred b'shuk for 3 years. In order for you not to get a chazaka, he only needs to be tarred b'shuk for some time in the last few days of those 3 years. Look, I wanted to make a macha before the 3 years were over, and I was planning on it, and planning on it, and planning it, and then I got busy. I got busy in the last month. So he could say, I was in town all the time. I was fully aware that you were in my house, and I was planning on making a macha. Then I got tarred b'shuk at the very end of the time period. That's the kasha that several achronim ask. So the Ktzos and Kuf Mem Gimel suggest that it's dafka when it's an ones gomor at the end of the 3 years that it prevents the chazaka from being chal. If something happens at the end of the 3 years where you couldn't make a macha, where it wasn't even possible to make a macha, that's where we say that the being busy or that ones prevents the machzik from developing the chazaka. But certainly according to this yesh mefarshim of the Rashbam, that I was too busy in the shuk to make a macha. What does that mean? It's so busy you couldn't make a macha? Okay, it's a claim, but it's not the strongest claim. It's not like it's an onus gomor. You could have found a minute to say something to somebody if you really, really, really were up against it and you realized it was the end of the 3 years that you were facing and that the person was going to make a chazaka. So says the Ketzos, it's true that if at some point toward the end of the 3 years you were unable to make a macha, the chazaka is not a valid chazaka, but it has to be an onus gomor. It has to be something where there was no way to be able to make that macha. The Nesiva suggests that when you go to a place where you're unable to make a macha, you could say that initially I wanted to come back and make a macha, as opposed to when 3 days are when the 30 days at the end of the 3 years and you can't be make a macha afterwards. He knew bivade that he was going to be tarred b'shuk, so he should have made a macha earlier. See, normally you could say I was planning on making a macha later, but if you knew what the plan was, that in those 30 days you're going to be tarred b'shuk, so then you should have made the macha earlier. You shouldn't have waited until the end of the 3 years. And then the Sefer Ksonos Pasim, he says the whole kasha is not a kasha. What are we asking? Why does it have to be that he was at a faraway place? Just say that he was tarred b'shuk the last 30 days of the chazaka, because this is a story. This isn't a case that the Gemara is making up. Everything we have in today's daf is Ahud Amar Leil Chavrei. These are actual stories that happened. So this is what actually happens. I mean, in a Chinami, maybe the halacha would have been the same if he would not have been in a faraway place and he just would have said, the last 30 days I was tarred b'shuk. But that's not what happened. What happened was he was in a faraway place. So that's how some of the Achronim suggest. You know, when he said, I have witnesses that you were back for 30 days, the Ritva says that you have to say a very similar idea. Why do I need witnesses that you were back every year for 30 days? Why does it have to be every year? I mean, you were back once for 30 days and you didn't say anything, so obviously you were aware of it. So the Ritva says, that would be good too. It's just that this is what actually happened. All the Gemara is doing is presenting a real case that actually happened, so we're presenting it as it happened, so you can't ask kashas like that. That's a theme that runs through a lot of the Rishonim and Achronim throughout this whole daf, because all of these cases are cases of Ahud Amar Leil Chavrei, where one person is saying something to somebody else. Okay, next case of Ahud Amar Leil Chavrei, three lines from the bottom. Ahud Amar Leil Chavrei, my bayis b'hayara. Someone says to the other fellow, what are you doing in my land? Amar Leil, mi plani yizvinta, da Amar li dizamna minach. I bought it from so-and-so, and he told me that he bought it from you. Now, I don't know anything. I just know that this guy claimed, I do know that you were the original owner. I'm not denying that, but I thought that the guy I bought it from was the current owner at the time that I bought it. So Amalei, the original owner, says, Atlav Kamodis, the Hai Ara Didi, I see that you're admitting that it's my land, Va'atlos Vint Minai, and that you didn't buy it from me, Zeal. So get out of here, Lav Baldvarm Didi. Obviously, my gripe is not with you, but you have to get out of my house. Amrava Dina Karmale. Rava says that's fair, meaning if he was Moda, that the land belonged to the Marakam, that the land belonged to this Ma'arer at one point, and he has no idea that the person he bought it from, whether the person he bought it from is was in fact the rightful owner, so you can throw him out of the land. There is a machlokas we showed him when the lokech gives the field back to the ma'arer. Can he go get his money back? Meaning now, Rava said dinach, good. So the lokech has to give the field back to the ma'arer because the ma'arer is the original owner. Can the lokech go to the person who sold it to him and say, "I want my money back"? The Rashbam writes that it's like hikir b'besada sheina shalamocher. It's exactly like a case where you now know that the field didn't belong to the guy who sold it to you. So certainly you go and you collect your money from the mocher. It's a sugyum b'mitzia daftas vavim beis. Absolutely, one would go collect it from the mocher. And the Meiri Tosrid and a number of other Rishonim suggest that way as well. The Rif says that if the mocher is mafsid when he gives the lokeach the money back, the mocher doesn't have to give him back the money because he's mafsid the atzmo. He shouldn't have bought this karka. The lokeach should have realized that he shouldn't buy this karka. That's how the Rashba quotes as well from the Rif, that the lokeach is hifsid, that the lokeach loses out. The question is, what does the Rif mean by that exactly? The Magen Mishnah says that it seems from the Rif that the lokeach is hifsid the atzmo Esma Osav, that he lost the money on his own. He's the one that cost himself the money. If you look carefully at the riff toward the end, the riff sounds like he's saying that he shouldn't have bought this karka. He should have avoided buying this karka in the first place. But bottom line is, what you have is a fundamental machlokas rishonim, meaning to what extent do we believe that the mocher was not the rightful owner? Are we sure about that? Because if you're sure that he's not the rightful owner, then of course the lokeh can go get his money back from the mocher. But if you're not sure about it, it's just that you don't have any proof that he is the rightful owner, and you don't have any proof that he's not either, so then you can't get the money back from the mocher. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Says the Gemara further now. Let's see further. There's a long discussion in Tosos over here about Migol Lamafreya. That's the big Tosos in Amud Aleph about Migol Lamafreya. Why can't we say Migol Lamafreya, and how we prove it from this Gemara and several other Gemaras? But let's go further now. Says the Gemara now, third line from the top of the page, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Hu Damalei Lechavrei, my bayis b'hayara. A guy says to his friend, what are you doing in my land? Amalei, miplanya zvina. I bought it from so-and-so, and I have a chazaka in it already. Amrlei, planya gazlanahu. He says, oh yeah, you bought it from so-and-so? That guy is a gazlan. Amrlei, v'ha'isli sadi da'asayi imlchi bach v'amartali zil zavin. How can you tell me that guy's a gazlan? I have witnesses that I went to seek your advice before buying this field, and you told me to go buy it. So now you're going to tell me that it was yours and that the guy that I bought it from is a gazlan? You're the one that told me to buy it. Amrlei, yeah, of course I told you to buy it, because that guy's a gazlan, and he's very intimidating. So if I were to go and I were to try to get it back from him, it would be very scary and very difficult for me to do. You're a softy, so I figured you'll go buy it from that guy, and I'll easily be able to get it back from you. Hasheni noachli, harishon kashe menu. It's much easier for me to go get it from you than it is for me to go get it from that guy. So Amar Rava, dina ka Amrlei. Rava says that is in fact correct, that is the din. He could say hasheni noachli, harishon kashe meni. From the pashtus of the Gemara, it sounds like that when he went to get the advice, should I buy this land, should I not buy this land? So he says, what he was really asking is, do you have any claims on this land? I don't want to get involved in a machlokas. And the guy said, no, it's fine, I have no claims. And even so, he can now change his story and say, of course I have claims on the land. I just wanted you to have it so that I will be able to get it back. That's how Rabbeinu Hananel seems to assume, that he asked him, do you mind if I buy this land or not? However, the way the Rambam presents the case in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perek Tazayin Halacha Gimel, it's that the Machzik asks the Ma'arer, what do you think about me buying this land? And he says, Hareini Kone Sada Plonis Miru Uvein, Ba'atzascha Ekna Osa. And the Ma'arer says, Leich Ukne Osa Tovahi. Meaning, he wasn't asking, do you have any problems? Do you have any tainas on the land? He was asking for advice. What do you think? Is this a good buy? Is it a bad buy? Is it a nice piece of land? So he said, yeah, tovahi. It's a good piece of land. That was the extent of their conversation. So the way many Achronim understand the Rambam, from the fact that he says tova, is that that's all he was advising about. But he never certified that there's no error on this land, that he has no claims against it. But you would therefore be able to medite from the Rambam, that if he did say, I have no tainas on the land, if he did say, I have no claims on it, then he would be bound by that statement. He would not be able to come back and say, oh no, I just wanted you to have it because you're so much easier to deal with than the other guy. So that's a machlokas rishonim. What exactly was the nature of the conversation prior to him buying this land? Now this idea, Hasheni Noachli, Harishon Kashem, and the Ritva explains that what if it's not true? What if the guy that bought this land now is a very tough guy, and the person he bought it from is a softy and is easy? Can you still say, no, I advised you to buy it because I find you to be much easier to take advantage of and to push around than I find the previous guy? So the Ritva says that's the word li. Hasheni Noach li. Harishon Kashe Menu. It has nothing to do with how they are perceived in general, with what their reputations are, with how other people perceive them. I have every right to say, in my book, it's much easier to deal with you and to get the land from you than it is to get the land from the other person, regardless of how other people may perceive them. Now, the claim over here was that, yes, I know that you bought it from this fellow, but Gazlanahu, he is a Gazlan. This fellow that you bought it is a Gazlan. So if you look at the Rashbam, Ploni Gazlanahu, besad zushe many Gazlan, that he stole this field from me. If you look at Tosfos, Tos says, what does it mean when you say that he's a Gazlana? That Tos says, Pirush Yeshli Eidim Shuhu Gazlan. I have Eidim that he's a Gazlan. It's not Stam, I'm shooting from the hip. Oh, that guy's a Gazlan. No, I know with Eidim, I can prove that he's a Gazlan. Vafilu Dorbe Chadyoma, Kaimlan the Gazlan in Lechazaka. And even if he lived there at some point, it doesn't matter. Since he's a Gazlan, he's in Lechazaka. So I know you bought this field from this fellow thinking he must be the owner, because he was living in it at the time. He was living in the house at the time that you bought it. So you had every right to think he's the owner. No, but if I have Aiden that he was a Gazlan, and therefore the fact that he had that property means absolutely nothing. Says Tosos, v'lo kepirush hakuntros, not like the Rashbam says, the pirush te'ein lo Aiden shehichzik ba hamocher afilu yom echad. The Rashbam says that the case must be that not that I could prove he's a Gazlan, but that the person who you bought this field from was never there for even a single day. Because if that were the case, he wouldn't be able to taina that he's a Gazlan. Mashma sharotza the farish Gazlanu lo shiyesh lo edim shu Gazlan el klomer begezali karka biyada. Meaning the Rashbam says that it must be that the guy was never in the house for even a day. Because if he was, I wouldn't be able to taina that he's a Gazlan. So the Rashbam clearly is understanding that I don't have witnesses that he's a Gazlan. If I had witnesses that he's a Gazlan, he could have been living in the house for as long as he wants. I could still prove that he's a Gazlan because I have witnesses. Of course, I could taina he's a Gazlan. So the way the Rashbam understands is I couldn't taina that he's a Gazlan except for the fact that he was never in that house. The inir l'ri, but the ri rejects that. The havale la suke k'damasik le'el lo komodusli da'aridihu va'at minoy lo zvintei. Because if that were the case, if the case were not that I have proof that he's a Gazlan, it's just that the guy never ever lived in the house. So then the way the story should have gone is he should have said, the Marakama should have said, so I see that you're Moda, that you have no idea what the person you bought it from, what his story was, because he wasn't even living in the house for a day, but you're Moda, that I am the Marakama, so lav bal devar didiyat, get out of here, I have nothing to do with you. The fact that that's not how the story goes on must be that the Mocher did live in the house, but now the Ma'arer is coming and proving with Eidim that Mocher is a Gazlan. But bottom line is, Rav had paskind dina ka'amrele. He has every right to tell him, I prefer to deal with you than to deal with the Mocher, and that's why I advised you to buy this field. Says Gemara, Keman, who's that assuming like Ka'admon? We're assuming like the Shita of Admon. Ditnan, ha'orel asada v'chasmala be'ed. If let's say you have an error on a field, you have a claim against the field, and then you sign on the shtar as an aid to that, when that is being sold to you sign on a shtar that Reuven is selling this field to Shimon, and then you have a taina that it's really yours the whole time, and you want the field back from Shimon. So Admon Omer Hasheni Noach Li Arishon Kashay Menu. Admon says, yeah, you're allowed to do that because you can say Hasheni Noach Li Arishon Kashay Menu. I signed as an aid on that field because it's easier for me to deal with you than to deal with the previous guy. The Chacham say no, you lost your zuchus once you signed on that deal. So don't you see that Rav is following the Shita of Admon against the Shita of the Chachamim? Says Gemara, no, you don't see that at all. Afilu teim Rabbanan. Rav might even be following the Shita of the Rabbanan. Hasam avalei maisa avalachi dibura avedin shtemikri va'amar. There's a big difference between signing a document and just giving oral advice, verbally just telling a person, yeah, good idea, go buy that. I might say, good idea, go buy that, even if it's bad for you, because it's going to be easier for me to get it away from you. But for me to sign on a document to do a maisa like that, that I wouldn't do unless unless I knew that the field was actually belonged to the guy who was selling it. There's a Tshuvas Ma'arit in Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Mem Tes where he brings the case of a person who was huchsak as a kohen for a long time. What does it mean he was huchsak as a kohen? He would get the first aliyah, he would duch, and he would do all the things that a kohen would do. And one day he falls in love with a grusha and he marries a grusha. So everyone says to him, "What's the story? You're a kohen. You know, I'll let him marry a grusha." He says, "No, I'm not really a kohen." What do you mean you're not really a kohen? My grandmother once told me that she thinks maybe we're from a family of kohanim. So I told everyone that I was a kohen. I've been enjoying getting the first aliyah. I've been enjoying doing the siyas kabayim. I'm not really a kohen, though. So I'm going to stay married to the grusha. So the shaila that they asked Marit was, is that an amasla? Is that a valid amasla that we're going to believe him, that he wasn't really a kohen, that he is? No. So Marit brings this gemara, that there's a big difference between dibura and avad maisa. It's one thing if the guy's been going around telling people he's a kohen, but that he's taking the first aliyah, that he's actually been doing the siyas kabayim. So if he's doing a maisa, then that's a much stronger statement, and it's not the kind of statement that he can easily back out of when the day that he falls in love with the grusha and decides that it's no longer to his benefit to be a kohen. Okay, second wide line. Hu damalei lechavrei. A guy says to somebody else, "My bayis pahayaro, what are you doing in my land?" Amalei, mi planyas vinta v'achalti shnei chazaka. I bought it from so and so, and I have a chazaka on the land already. Amalei planya gazlanahu. He says, "You should know that plony that you bought it from happens to be a gazlan." Amalei v'isli sadi da'asis bu'urta v'amartali zavna nehali. I have witnesses that you came to me in the dark of night. You yourself came to me and offered me money for this land. Now you're coming and claiming that the guy I bought it from never owned it, and that I should have to give it to you for free because it was really yours the whole time. Why would you offer me money for this land if it was yours the whole time? Amalei Amina Izvan Dinai. He says, because I figured, why bother with a whole court case and a whole fight? And if I can get it for cheap and it's worth it for me to pay a small amount of money, then I won't have to deal with the headache. Amarava Avininish to Zavandina. Rava says that's valid. Sometimes people are willing to do that. So I was just Menachem Avil Rabbi Teitelbaum from the Israel Lion Cedars. He told me about a family that went back to their original home, pre-World War II home. And they knocked on the door and they saw whoever was living there, and they saw the leichter, the Bubby's leichter, that was sitting there on the table, that they recognized it. So what are they going to do? That's ours, you have to get... They paid for it. They sometimes you'll pay for something that's really yours because it's just worth it. It's not, you're not going to start a whole fight about something. So that's what I was saying, a little bit of a less extreme case. But sometimes a person is willing to pay for something even though they know it's really theirs because it's not worth the hassle. Now there is some nuance over here though. The Rashbam explains that he says better to buy it for a small amount of money even though it's already mine, so that I won't have to go and fight in a din Torah. And Rava says that an Adam Tam, who doesn't want to fight, even on something that belongs to him, sometimes will do that. If a person is a Tamimus Dika person, that's what he'll do to avoid Machlokas. The Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel explains that he wanted to buy Merivos. What does that mean? That even though it's his, he's not able to get it without fighting and without Dinim. So he wants to buy the Dinim and the Merivos with money, even though the Karka belongs to him. What's the difference? They seem to be very similar presentations. So in Dibros Moshe, Moshe writes that the nafkamina between these two perushim of the Rashbam is as machlokes rishonim. The rishonim are arguing where the ma'arer wants to buy from the machzik, or the machzik wants to buy from the ma'arer. According to the pshat, that the machzik is coming to be kona, so it's not shaykh to say that he's an ishtam who is not interested in a fight, that there shouldn't be any taromes on the ma'arer. But it's not shaykh to say that he wanted to take it without merivos, because he's not being motzi, he's being machzik, meaning the machlokas, really the two deos over here, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel, is who's paying who for what? Is it that the machzik is offering money to be able to not have to deal with this, to not have to deal with any claims against him, or no, the ma'arer is the one that's offering money to be able to get the land back. Okay, last story. My boy is payar. What are you doing with my land? I bought it from so and so, and I have a chazakah. But guess what? I have a shtar that says that I bought it 4 years ago. So you could have a chazakah the last 3 years. I have a shtar. So I didn't say that I have a 3 years worth of chazakah. Chazakah could be 50 years also. Shnei chazakah tuva kamina. I've had it for a lot longer than that. It's a valid taina because people sometimes call a longer period of time chazaka. But he has to have been there for at least 7 years, because if this guy is a shtar that he bought 4 years ago, I need to have had a chazaka from before that, so I need to have been here for 7 years. But if it's only been 6 years and then the previous owner resold it, he sold it to somebody else 4 years ago, that's his macha'a, and that ruins my chazaka. He didn't allow me to develop a chazaka before he sold it to someone else. His sale is his way of making a macha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from the top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph tomorrow.